So you're allowed to say the word bread on Pesach. Seems like a silly question. You know, you talk about bagels and pizza and other very delicious items on Pesach. Is it appropriate? Is it forbidden? So there is a fascinating sefer called Tishbi, which was written by Rabbi Eliyahu Levita, sometimes called Rabbi Eliyahu Bacher. He died in 1549. It's styled like the Aruch. It's a Hebrew grammar sefer in which he talks about certain words in the Hebrew language and some sources for these words or basis in halacha. He writes like this on in his definition for the word davar, thing. He writes the word davar acher. He says we call a pig davar acher, something, you know, another thing. That's what we loosely translated. Venirli atam, he says, the reason why we call a pig in general a davar acher, kadesh lo lizkor shmo b'fnei tinokos. We don't want to say the word pig in front of the children. Why? V'yirushu, v'yishulolam. They're going to say, well, what's a pig? And you're going to tell them, oh, it's this, you know, pink animal which has meat for it. V'yavoli de'achila. They're going to come to eat the pig. Kamo, just like shein zochrin shein lechem b'pesach mitam zeh. The same reason why you don't say the word bread on Pesach, lest you, the children, I guess, come to ask upon it and eat the bread on Pesach. Okay.
Where are they going to get it from?
Huh?
Where are they going to get it from?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Sure.
Comes along the pre-Megadim. Now we're 200-300 years later. And the pre-Megadim, one of the most halachic sources, has a sefer called Sefer Nutrikun, in which, again, he talks a little bit about Hebrew language and some other interesting topics. And he writes like this. He quotes the Tishbi, what we just said, and says, Chacham Gadol Amar Milsa. It's a very intelligent thing that he said. He says, and you know what the source of this is? He says, it's based on the Medrash Tanchuma, he says, which Rabbeinu Bechai explains. The Medrash says, why is it called a chazir, a pig? One of the explanations is, She'asid lahachzir lanu. What does that mean? It's eventually, in Mashiach's time, going to return to us. So Hamon Am, there's people on the street, you know what they think that means? That in the times of Mashiach, pig is going to be permitted. He says, writes Rabbeinu Bechai, they're fools. That's not what it means. It means that in Yemos of Mashiach, even the pig-like people, just look at Iran, there's some of the evil people in Iran, yeah, they're going to become friends with us, just like the Pasuk in Yeshayah says, V'gar ze'evim keves, that the lamb and the wolf are going to sleep together. Yeah, they'll be right next to each other. So he says, Chalila to say that with Torah Hashem, that something's going to, Asher kibanu misinai, pig was usher, we accepted on Har Sinai, that it's going to change, and Yemos of Mashiach can become mutter. He says, but people think that, they know what they do? They come to eat pig nowadays. Why? Because they say, in Yemos of Mashiach, it's going to be mutter, which is wrong, but they mistakenly think that, and therefore they come to eat it nowadays, because it's delicious, he says. It's shamin, v'ashir. Therefore, he says, these people, therefore, so what did they do? What did the rabbis do? They switched the name Chazir, so you shouldn't think that it means that Yemos HaMashiach, it's going to return to us to become mutter, but Davar Acher, it's a different pshat. He says, similarly, we say the same thing on Pesach, he says. He says, your children say they want food, don't say, do you want bread? Because they're going to come to say, well, bread throughout the whole year means, you know, a nicer roll. So he says, don't say that, because then what's going to happen? They're going to come, Yitzhaku, they're going to say, Tein lanu lechem shel kol hashana. We want the bread that we eat the whole year, therefore we call it matzah. So writes the pre-Megadim. Shouldn't say the word lechem on Pesach. Comes along, so did anyone follow this? So all the Chassidish Svarim, including I saw the Sefer Divrei Chaim of Sanz, and his Agada, he was very careful not to say the word lechem, bread. Now the Kamarna Rebbe asks, he says, I don't understand. It's a little bit of Chassidish Torah, but it's based on a Prima Gadim. But he says, the Kamarna Rav, he says, I don't get it. All other Averas you're supposed to say, oh, I wish I could do that, but I can't, Hashem told me. So I wish I could eat, a cheeseburger, but I can't because Hashem told me I'm not allowed. When you get more schar. He says, on Pesach, you're not allowed to say, I wish I could eat chametz, but Hashem told me I'm not allowed to, because he says, chametz is the Yetzer Hara. and the Yetzer Hara, you're now going to say, or it's like another deity almost, he says. You're now going to mention other deities. Now say Yashka's name. You're now going to say other people, other religions view something as a deity. You're therefore not supposed to say the name. So therefore he says, you're not even supposed to say the name of Chametz. Apparently the Sanz Kloisenberger Rebbe was machbit about this. The Bubba of a Rebbe had a family in his neighborhood whose name was Bagels. And he refused to say their name on Pesach, lest you could violate this prohibition. The Sefer Midrash of Chakarta says it's very ironic. Everyone knows, if you ask any third grader, what do you call a pig? They'll tell you a davar acher, right? Everyone knows that. But no one, he says, knows the source. The Tishbi compared the pig to our case of Pesach. Meaning our case of Pesach was the first issue. So he says, but no one knows that you're not supposed to say bread on Pesach. Everyone says bread all the time. I can attest, I know always when you have a 3 or 4 year old kid and you tell them, you know, my wife says, oh, do you want bread for lunch? She means matzah, of course. But then one of the kids says, yeah, I really want bread. Because, you know, the little 4 year olds, they don't really like matzah so much often. They'd rather have, you know, a piece of rye bread. So therefore, they say, you shouldn't go over and offer them based on this. Offer them, say, hey, do you want a piece of bread on Pesach? Sounds like based on these poskim, you shouldn't do that because lest they come to want regular bread. Final thing is, if you look at the oh, I will hold by my 10 seconds left. So, well, good. I got 10 seconds left. You hit my 3 seconds left and my 5 seconds left. 1 second. First, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. I'll just read you one line of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, which is talking about your pizza that you're going to eat Matzah Yontif. Are you allowed to talk about your pizza and your bagels and your bread on the last day and whatever, on Yontif? He says, of course you are. It's not a problem of preparation. It's not a problem of Daber Dover. He says, a Pesach Mutter V'Daber Al Chomet Shiyokho Bavar Achag. You're even allowed to talk about the chametz you can eat after Yontif. For sure, you're allowed to just say the word bread. Clearly, there's no problem at all. None of these other Litvish poskim bring down this actual Isra, although it's based in the Prima Gadim. I would note that Rav Moshe Chawa, Mugadol in Eretz Yisrael, cited in one of Gamliel Rabinovich's Svarim, he points out, he says, look, it says, it's called lechemoni. You say a bracha, lechem, right? And you also, you're about to learn Hilchas Pesach. You're supposed to learn Hilchas Pesach throughout all of Shulchan Aruch. It talks about chametz and lechem. It says, oh, that's different. Because then it's in the context of brachas and learning. The only problem, this is really a problem, which is true. You probably shouldn't ask your 5-year-old kid, do you want a piece of bread on Pesach? And even though you mean matzah, you're going to come to say lechem. So therefore, it's going to come to get them to maybe have lechem. Again, if they're around, it's hard to imagine they're going to find a piece of bread. But if they know that you sell chametz gomer, and you hid a piece of bread in the bottom closet, maybe they're going to come to take that piece of bread. So a person should possibly try to be zealous about this on Pesach. Obviously, it's not a full-blown isser, and it doesn't have a status of usser, but it's very interesting. It really traces back to the 1500s, this minhag. Shkayach.